But in reality, you're being cataloged. Every time you get on a platform, there's a camera that's snapping an image and is documenting your facial geometry and is putting this into a database. It's documenting this information. What is it doing? It's running this against a police database watch list in real time. And I have to point out, in those situations, they scanned hundreds of thousands of faces. And you know what? They netted minimal criminal hits, but tons and tons of false positives. If you know that this is being done, and you know you're being scanned out there, and your face is out there all the time, are you going to evade going to certain areas? Maybe a protest that you want to go to against the government of the day? You know, it's going to come to a point you're going to do some self-censorship where you're not free to do what you want. Welcome to another Axis of Easy episode. I'm Len, and Joey is away this week as he's going to be recharging his batteries, and hopefully he's back at this next week, and we'll be doing this as a duo. But nonetheless, just imagine, picture this scenario. You're walking down or through an urban subway, and you're in a station, you're coming out, millions of people use this station every day. This is the scene that you see every day, so people going through the rat race. It's loud, it's busy, and you're people going every which way. You expect to be one of the millions of people in this, and one of the millions of faces just going through this system, this station. But in reality, you're being cataloged. Every time you get on a platform, there's a camera that's snapping an image and is documenting your facial geometry and is putting this into a database. It's documenting this information. What is it doing? It's running this against a police database watch list in real time. This isn't futuristic. This isn't some far-off fairy tale. This stuff is happening right now, and people may not even be knowing about it. And this all started this week on August 11th, just 2 days ago as I'm recording this episode. This is done by the folks, by the British Transport Police. It's also being backed by the Transport of London. And this is a new multi-month live facial recognition, and they call it a trial. And it's being kicked off at Victoria Station. And for those who aren't aware, and I wasn't before I read this story, that this is one of the most busy stations, the fourth most busy station in that network. So you got to imagine how busy it is. Apparently 60 million people, they use this station every year. So you have cameras out there snapping picture of all these people that are going to be going through this system moving forward. If this isn't raising alarm bells for people who want to maintain privacy, I don't know, because this is certainly something that anybody that's a privacy advocate is certainly against. This, if you ask me, it's like a problem by getting cut by 1,000 cuts and dying from that. So this is just another cut, and eventually we just bleed it out. Because what this is, they call this a temporary trial, right? And make no mistake, this is not temporary. This is something that is going to be something that we're going to be living with forever. We had income tax was supposed to be temporary, but here we are, it's there permanently. So with respect to this, you have this this constant surveillance that's going on by the state, and it is tracking our movements, soon to be our conversations. And now we have this latest facial recognition. Millions of people, they're going to be forced through this mandatory biometric checkpoint. And if you look under the hood to try to examine what the heck is going on, they are using high-definition cameras. And this is going to sweep the crowds in real time. And the information they're trying to get is what you expect, you know, your face. But there's more to it. They plan to get the bone structures, and they plan to use, bone structures. They plan to use this information to cross-reference against active police databases. And they're trying to look at people on the quote-unquote high harms list. So these are people that have offenses like knife crimes, robberies, sexual offenses, crap like that. So when someone is there and they're hit, and so somebody's found on a list that they searched and they found that was walking through the platform, what happens here, an officer has to review this before anything is done, before there's a physical interaction, there's going to be somebody that's going to be doing a review. If you don't match, they say that they're going to be automatically and deleting the information. Yeah, right. I don't buy it. I think that this is going to be something that they're going to keep on file for some reason in the future. I don't know what, but once they have this information, my opinion, they're probably not going to delete it, which is truly unfortunate. But if you think about it, this is not what they're saying. They're saying it's voluntary. It's not voluntary, right? If you're a rider of the transit system, this is one of the most busy subway stations in their system. There's a war against the car going on in the UK. So what viable options do you have aside from taking public transit? They say use a station that is nearby. How stupid is that, right? You just can't tell people to try taking an alternate route. It's really not an option. They're going to take the closest route that they have available to them. And what this is doing, it's shifting the burden from them taking pictures and they're forcing it onto the rider. If they don't like it, you're forced to change your routine, change your commute. And you know what? It kind of would look like you're trying to stand out and actively dodge a camera for sweeping. For essentially, you're trying to exercise your basic right for privacy. Give me a break. And the idea here, trust me, it didn't just come out of thin air. This is something, all these pilots going on, this is from this came from an existing pilot that was going on in King's Cross and in Liverpool streets. So they were doing this on a smaller scale in those two particular areas. And I have to point out, in those situations, they scanned hundreds of thousands of faces. And you know what? They netted minimal criminal hits, but tons and tons of false positives. So if you look at it on a whole, it wasn't helpful in many cases. In fact, it was probably taking away officers from doing their actual duty of dealing with crime, and they're dealing with these false positives. And now they're going to roll this out to more stations. This is a way for them to get more information. It's to figure out what our habits are, our facial features. This stuff is getting ridiculous. And it's kind of like the boiling frog effect. This is what's going on. It's just another one. And, you know, you have this quiet rollout that they're doing in these major terminals. And yeah, like before you realize it, you have another camera that's put on taking pictures. We're not even thinking about it. It just seems like a normal part of the urban landscape. Like the justification, they're saying, you know, there's the same old stuff, which is bulletproof in today's society. They're saying that this is tackling violence, right? They're saying it's tackling violence, specifically protecting women and girls on a transit network. But they're not saying who are the people that are doing these types of culprits of this. Like, are they examining what's the root cause? How did they get there? Maybe that could be stopped. No, let's just deal with putting more cameras, more things to impact your privacy. The problems are obvious. They're not dealing with it, but this is just the reality of it. And, you know, these false positives, let's be honest, how difficult is it going to be to find people's faces and to accurately identify that they're on a list? You have large crowds. The lighting is variable. People are moving around. People are wearing hats, scarves, moving around rapidly, all this crap. False positives are going to come out through the roof. And this type of rollout, it's going to be done more. Like what we have right now, just in that station, it's going to be done more. And then we're talking about these high-risk people. Who knows what's going to happen next? Because they're going to expand it. What is it going to be? Bond breakers, people that are protesting any sort of political activity, maybe activists out there. What's next, right? Like this whole story, it reeks to me. There's this global push that's going on for digital IDs, right? We have this age verification stuff, online tracking. Chalk this up for another thing that they're doing as a way to encroach on our privacy. It just, to me, it's another red flag. And, you know, we have groups out there like Big Brother Watch. They're trying to say, look, this is obviously not a step in the right direction, but I have a feeling this is going to fall on deaf ears. You know, the idea of living in a free society. It sounds good on paper. It's a great idea. But those days are gone, where you could just walk down the streets and you could do so knowing that you're going to be unbothered. But now you have live facial recognition. That stuff is here to stay. And we're not going to get rid of it. You got this, some digital biometric identity that's going to be going on. You're going to try to match it against these databases. This is pathetic. This is a way for them to get more information. Will this change how people behave too? If you know that this is being done and you know you're being scanned out there and your face is out there all the time, are you going to evade going to certain areas? Maybe a protest that you want to go to against the government of the day? You know, it's going to come to a point you're going to do some self-censorship where you're not free to do what you want. You always have that little thought in your head that maybe they're looking at me and you're going to use that information against me. That's not free. That's anything but. But this isn't just a London Underground story, right? This stuff is going to be done more and more. Public safety, they're going to use that as a way to weaponize the infringement of your privacy. I don't like it. You shouldn't like it. What can we do about it? I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And if you did, stick around and you like what I said, be sure to like and subscribe, because the Axis of Easy, we do great stories like this every week. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter. It's free. It's informative. Also, don't forget to check out ready.ca. So if you are like-minded individual to try to find more ways to be private in your life within Canada, ready.ca is your place to go. Last, don't forget to check out canadianbitcoiners.com. And with that, take care and have a safe week.